Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Wrestling Report for May 3rd, 2014. Once again, we visit the Sawmill in Millersville, Tennessee for some hot USWO action. Our official for the evening is Robert Knight. We open up with tag team action as Mr. Personality Kevin Weatherby and the amazing one Kevin Dunn, who is making his return to USWO, jump the Misfits, Nodus and Justin Sane also making their return to USWO, at the bell, and the first match is underway. Weatherby whips Nodus back across him, pops him with a right fist. Justin Sane just now making it back to the corner. Nodus grabs Weatherby, whips him into the ropes. Weatherby leapfrog. There's a clothesline by Nodus as Justin Sane has made it back to the corner. Now Weatherby putting the boots to Nodus. And there's a tag on the amazing one, Kevin Dunn, also making his return to USWO after a lengthy absence. Of course, Kevin Dunn, former USWO Music City champion and several-time former USWO tag team champion, with, among others, Matt Corbane. Dunn now working the arm of Nodus. Nodus tries to fight off. Here's a tag on Justin Sane. Whips Dunn across. Ooh, there's a nasty clothesline by Justin Sane. Of course, Misfits have been around for a while, but they haven't been up here in quite a while. Justin Sane moonsaults off the middle rope. Connects on it. Kevin Dunn, he did get the worst of that, but Justin Sane manages to get over hook, a leg, and cover, only two. And here's a tag back on Nodus, who I actually got to see in Columbia last year. Dunn reverse whips Nodus into the ropes. Ooh, catches him with a clothesline, and down goes Nodus. The amazing one, Kevin Dunn, gets some blows in the midsection by Nodus. Reverse whipped across. And Dunn trips him up. Nodus goes right into the, almost out of the ring. Dunn with a suplex. Dunn hooks the arm, goes there and tag on Kevin Weatherby, Mr. Personality. And Kevin Squared whips Nodus in the ropes. There's a double backdrop. Kevin Weatherby, oh, takes a swipe at Justin's and knocks him off the apron down to the floor here at the Sawmill. Weatherby now with the elbow upside the head of Nodus. Snapmare takes him over. Uh-oh, here we go. Kick right in the back. Right between that 9th and 13th vertebrae. And there's a tag on the amazing one, Kevin Dunn. Dunn with a knee right between the shoulder blades. And Nodus really getting worked over here. Dunn underhooks suplex with a bridge. And finally manages to bridge up enough to... Finally gets Nodus' shoulders down on the mat, but only gets two. Well, poor Nodus in the corner, he's getting his shirt pulled up. That can only mean one thing. A vicious chop right between the... right in the sternum by Mr. Personality, Kevin Weatherby. Weatherby again takes Nodus back to the corner, and Dunn holds him. Weatherby winding up. Oh! Nodus now down on all fours. Nodus reaches out for a tag and gets a tag on Justin Sane, and here he is. Whips Weatherby in the ropes, running to a big Kevin Weatherby boot, and down he goes. Here's a tag on the amazing one, Kevin Dunn. Weatherby holds up, I believe that's Justin Sane. Sane crawls under Weatherby. There's a tag on Nodus, who's already taken quite a bit of punishment in this match, and takes some more as Kevin Dunn lays him out with a clothesline. Kevin Dunn picks up Nodus, body slam right in the corner, and now Dunn calling for probably what might be a moonsault or something. Dunn springboard moonsault, almost like spears Nodus in the abdomen, and Kevin Dunn letting everybody know he's number one. He's going to try another one. Here we go. Well, this time Nodus moves out of the way, and Kevin Dunn lands flat on the mat. Much to the delight of those applauding. Nodus now crawling his way to the corner, and there's a tag on Justin Sane. Meanwhile, Kevin Weatherby comes back in, and we just got all kinds of stuff going on here, folks.
Ah, damn.
Here we go.
Hip-tossing the comeback.
Yep. Yeah, you said it. Hey, look, another hip
toss. Hip-tossing the comeback. Yes.
Oh, hey, there's a drop kick, and out goes Weatherby. Ooh, and let's see. That is... That's just insane, and he runs into a Kevin Dunn elbow, an amazing one elbow at that. Just insane, wearing out Kevin Dunn in the corner. Forearm puts Kevin Dunn down on the mat. Kevin Weathery back up to the corner now. Here we go. Oh, that was a Mexican arm drag maybe. Everybody in the pool, and Kevin Weathery stomping Misfits. Kevin Weathery has both Misfits by the hair and noggin knocker. Oh,
what? Oh, what?
Well, referee Robert Knight calls for the bell for some odd reason. Oh, so now it's a no decision, too, so. But logically, there has to be a decision, because if there are no decision, they would just keep fighting. And, it's a double EQ. Never mind. Well, we got six more of these, folks. Next up, we have Aaron Cross taking on Big Time Bubba. Cross grabs the headlock on Sexy. I mean, Bubba, the former Big Time Sexy, is now Big Time Bubba. Bubba shoots Cross and erupts. Cross comes up with a shoulder block. Now he leapfrogs Bubba. Bubba with a hip toss. There's the arm drag. And Aaron Cross rolls out of the ring. Okay, so anyway, we got a momentary stall in action here as Aaron Cross and Big Time Bubba lock it up in the ring here at the beautiful downtown, the sawmill. Not that Millersville has a big downtown or anything. Cross now choking Big Time Sexy in the ropes, much to the chagrin of referee Robert Knight. Cross now really gouging the face of Bubba. Cross with a suplex, and down goes Big Time Bubba. Cross with the cover, only gets two. Cross now shoots Big Time Sexy into the corner, takes his time getting over there, and Sexy gets a boot up, but Cross slaps him right in the face. Make that two, three, four, you get the idea. Cross reverse whips Big Time Sexy in the opposite corner, and grimaces menacingly at him. Before he approaches, there's a boot to the midsection. And now Cross up on the second rope, is setting up. He looks like he's going to set up for a tornado DDT. And he hits it on Big Time Bubba. Cross rolls over, hooks like covers. Only two. Cross now pulls up Bubba. Got a little love tab, but Bubba fires back into the midsection with some rights. Here he comes. But runs into an air cross knee lift, and that'll take care of that. Cross now just puts a boot and turns Sexy over. Oh, wow, but look at here. Aaron Cross going for the three suplexes, it looks like. Bubba's going to block one. Well, that was, I'm not exactly sure what that was, but Aaron Cross manages to take Big Time Bubba over, and Bubba's feet are hung in the ropes, so there ain't going to be no cover anyway. So you might as well just go ahead and... Well, referee Robert Knight kind of reminds Aaron Cross to pull him away, please. Cross now in the middle of the ring tries to suplex Bubba, but Bubba picks him up and kind of a black hole slam sideways suplex sort of thing that Big Time Bubba does. Here comes Bubba. Bubba with a sunset flip almost didn't make it. Cross pulls him forward, and there's... And Aaron Cross now 3-0 against Big Time Bubba, or Sexy, however you want to look at it. Before we start our third match, the exception Zach Hartnell tells us a little about himself.
It goes like this. Let me show you the way a true star deserves to be introduced. Standing tall, looking good. My God, I should be in Hollywood. 6'2", baby blue eyes. I got an arm bigger than chicken hat's thigh. On the exception, he's a cream puff. By the way, his whole spiel is off the cuff. 6'2", 225, daddy. It's the exception. Learn to like it.
Hartnell is accompanied to the ring by Dynasty manager Jimmy Street as he tangles with TNT Motley. Hartnell now backs Motley to the ropes and connects on a forearm, whips Motley across. Oh! Oh, that had to hurt. Hartnell tried to leapfrog Molly, didn't quite clear him, and that's going to hurt tonight.
What?
Motley with a mini atomic drop, and Hartnell rolls out of the ring, no doubt with a sore groinular region. Molly dives through the ropes, hits Hartnell, and also kind of clips Jimmy Street. Molly now puts some boots to Hartnell, who is prostrate down on the floor. Molly now over to get in Jimmy Street's face. And Hartnell with an exceptional lariat on TNT Molly out on the padded floor here at the sawmill. Robert Knight, meanwhile, counting, trying to get wrestlers back in the ring where they belong. Hartnell rolls in and pops right back out. No doubt TNT Motley's going to feel some more punishment here. Hartnell with a chop for TNT right in front of Chicken Hat. And another one. Ooh, make that three. Hartnell bangs Motley's head in a ring post, and now they're going around to the opposite side of the ring. Motley draped across the apron, and Hartnell hits him with a forearm. Hartnell now back in the ring. He's going to choke Motley with a bottom rope, which is not cool with referee Robert Knight. Hartnell now bangs Motley's head in a turnbuckle, setting him up for a suplex. And there we go. Down goes Motley. And now Street over to choke Motley. Looks like he's choking Motley in the ropes as Robert Knight counsels Zach Hartnell on his behavior. Motley trying to fight back. Hartnell grabs him and looks like he's going to go for another suplex. Oh, Motley with a small package. Woo! 2.2 7/9. Molly with a backslide. 2.8333. Hartnell with a knee lift, and down goes Molly again. Hartnell now choking or massaging the throat, as some people might have you think. Hartnell now ramming his shoulders in the midsection of TNT Molly. Whips Molly across. And Hartnell kind of slipped when he was whipping Motley across, but gets up, crawls over, covers. That was only about 2.4 maybe. And now Molly over on the side of the ring where Jimmy Street is, and this can't lead to anything good. And Hartnell with a, might be a sleeper. Hartnell with a face breaker on Molly. There's a leg sweep. And drapes an arm over and covers, but it's still only two. You have to get three in order to win the match. In most places that have wrestling, that is. Hartnell now setting up for a neck breaker and hits it right in the middle of the ring. Hartnell now going to the second rope, comes off, but comes off right into a TNT Motley boot right under the chin. Down goes the exception, Zach Hartnell. Motley's still down as well. And we can kind of see Jimmy Street wandering over, trying to revive Zach Hartnell and tell him to get up and get the pin so they can go to wherever it is they go after the match. Maybe the Waffle House, or maybe they still have Denny's around here. Molly now up with a lariat. Make that two. Molly with a rock bottom. And there's a cover. 2.7777. Or 2 7/9 for those of you who prefer to use fractions. Molly misses a scissor, an axe kick. Hartnell with a spine buster. And he's happy about that and covers. Ooh, that was about 2 7/8 or 2.875 for those of you who prefer to use decimals. Hartnell now smacking Molly upside the head. Molly with a kick. And here's the axe kick. And Molly lingers a little bit, before, but now he goes over to Jimmy Street, who climbed up on the apron. Robert Knight trying to keep Jimmy Street away because he's not a wrestler, you know. Molly kind of upset. Hartnell with a low blow. Oh, the pedigree. Hartnell rolls Molly over, gets the three, and that's it. So the Dynasty are 1-0 on the evening, much to the chagrin of the fans here at the sawmill. Harno goes over and gives Molly a complimentary pat on the leg for a job well done, even though he didn't win. After the match, the First Lady of USWO, Miss Rachel, comes out to give her opinion of what happened.
Hold on now, hold on. Everybody saw what happened to TNT just then, right? TNT, you know what happened to you, right? Well, what about this? Next time around, next month, how's about we do TNT Motley versus Zach Hart now again, one more time, and let's be sure that there is no more cheating involved in this match. You want to see TNT get his just desserts on Zach Hart now?
Vitamins. You guys really need vitamins. Like, you know what? 18 is always falling. It's bad.
Get your hands off.
All right, fans, that will be Saturday, June the 7th. Don't forget, Saturday, June the 7th. We'll be back here at the Sawmill.
After intermission, Brian recognizes a couple of folks who ran a half marathon the weekend before.
But now be sure to congratulate Tony Falk and Jimmy Daniels, our music guy. Also, Jimmy Daniels does the podcast for us and all the wrestling updates on the wrestling board. They ran a half marathon. So they're getting in shape and they're getting real for the new year here. So way to go, guys. All right, let's start our next match.
Oh, I got pulled over.
Time for match number four as Jesse Bell brings Shane Andrews to the ring and introduces him before issuing an open challenge.
They don't deserve to hear from you. Shut your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, or should I say hoodwats and hillbillies, Shane Andrews has traveled all over this country. He holds titles not only in Tennessee and Pennsylvania, the places that your unemployment and Social Security cannot get you to see, so I won't even bother mentioning it, okay? You are privileged to see him here today. And the bad boy is so confident about his debut here in the slums. USWO, doesn't matter. He is issuing an open challenge to any of the talent in the back. But I'm pretty sure the only talent in the building is standing in the ring. So, if any of you back there have the backbone to step in the ring with a real wrestler, why don't you grace us with your presence?
Well, looks like a big time Bubba has accepted the challenge laid down by Shane Andrews.
Whatever you say that you say about me, I'm proud of. Yeah, I mean, whatever you gotta say, but anyway, people, hold on. Shane Andrews. I don't know Shane Andrews, but I've heard of him when I was looking around.
Well, Peekaboo wants the mic.
Hey, you need to go back to birth, boy. But, Shane, you're not going to come out here and think that you're going to talk about my friends and my family that's in the USWO.
But anyways, you know, I can accept the challenge. I mean, I'm not scared to get up in the ring and show you who a real man is.
So Big Time Bubba accepts the challenge and comes out to the ring, and we've got us a match, folks. So Shane Andrews, a man mainly seen around East Tennessee, making his USWO debut tonight. And he's got to take on one of these linchpins of USWO, Big Time Bubba. And now Peekaboo familiar with Shane Andrews, as he's him and Shane Andrews exchange witty banter. Shane Andrews also accompanied to the ring by the lovely Jessie Bell. Oh, Andrews with some shots to the ribs. Oh, Bubba blocks him off, and Andrews rolls out, presumably to regroup with Jessie Bell as to how best to deal with the phenomenon known as Big Time Bubba. Of course, Shane Andrews was also in RGW. He may have wrestled the Tree Wizard at one time. We don't know that for sure. Bubba now with a headlock on the bald-headed Shane Andrews. Andrews shoots Bubba into the ropes. Bubba blocks him down again. Andrews gets hip-tossed by Bubba. There's an arm drag. And Big Time Bubba is a house of fire here early against Shane Williams. Picks him up and plants him into the mat. There's a cover, but only gets two. And now Andrews back outside the ring for more consultation with Jessie Bell. And quite frankly, who wouldn't want to consult with Jessie Bell? But the problem is, every time Andrews steps out of the ring, that gives Bubba a chance to catch his breath, so he's less likely to blow up later on in the match. Ooh, Andrews now with a kick to the ribs. Couple of rights right upside the head of Big Time Bubba. Andrews snapmare on the mat, and here comes the kick right between the shoulder blades. Andrews off the ropes, and a lariat on the sitting Bubba. There's a cover, but only two. And Andrews with a clubbing forearm to the back of the head of Big Time Bubba. A roundhouse right, and down goes Bubba. Of course, this isn't boxing, so we don't have an eight count. Andrews now standing over Bubba. And there's another right as Bubba's up against the ropes. Andrews whips Bubba in the ropes. Bubba ducks the lariat. Andrews on drop kick and catches Bubba right in the chin. Andrews hooks a leg and covers. That was about 2 5/7, or 2.714 for those of you who prefer to use decimals. Bubba now using Andrews to pull himself up. Andrews picks him up. And there's a slam. Andrews springboard moonsault onto Bubba. Hooks leg covers. But still can't quite get three. Obviously, Andrews missed the employee orientation about how referees count in USWO, as he is not happy with the counting of Robert Knight. Bubba whips Andrews in ropes, but Andrews with a kick right in the breastplate and puts him down on the mat. Well, after a little early feeling out period, Andrews is taking over this match. There's a right fist, and Bubba staggers. Whips Bubba across. Bubba ducks the lariat. Oh, they collide, and both of them go down. Ref Robert Knight now going to start counting. Bubba pops Andrews with a back elbow. Picks Andrews up. There's a big slam by Big Time Bubba. The Bubba slam, if you will. Now Bubba. Bubba over to grab Jessie Bell, who didn't do anything to Bubba, really. Here comes Andrews. Misses. Almost hits Jessie Bell. Bubba with a roll-up. And wow, Bubba gets the win. Well, in the world of wrestling, this can be considered quite an upset. Shane Andrews with quite a reputation around this region of the country. But Big Time Bubba takes advantage of a miscue and rolls up Shane Andrews for the win.
J.
Jessie would return to the ring by herself for our next match, where she would do battle with Kitten Kathy.
I can't believe I have to come out here for a second time. I say that I'm very popular. What is it that you people are calling me? So, to be called silicone, your boobs have to be bigger than your gut, because apparently that's not the trend around here, right? But, because I am well endowed and can afford a Victoria's Secret, that doesn't make it silicone.
Oh my God, Peekaboo has his shirt open, folks.
We do people to lie and fabricate information, and jealousy is a very ugly trait, and it's distributed by ugly people. So, the people who are being the loudest, the people who are using the most obscenities because their vocabulary isn't large enough to come up with anything better, those are the jealous people. So go ahead. Be jealous. I've worked hard for it. All you women and all you men, you're welcome.
Oh my God, Kathy is hugging Chicken Hat. I guess that means the apocalypse is near. So referee Robert Knight calls for the bell for this special ladies match here, as Jessie Bell returns back out, and she is taking on Kitten Kathy, and Kitten Kathy already showing the claws as Jessie Bell backs off and complains to referee Robert Knight. Jessie trying to expound on her genetic superiority to Kitten Kathy. And once again, Jessie tries to lock up, and apparently there's something about Kathy that is repulsive to her, and she backs off into the corner. Jessie now complaining to referee Robert Knight. And hey, we're going to get a lock up. Kathy pushes Jessie back to the corner, and Jessie ducks in the ropes after taking a swat at Kathy. Well, they lock up again. Kathy pushes Jessie back to the corner. Jessie now appears to be claiming hair pulling from the Kitten Kathy. And Kathy gets the claws out, and Jessie ducks into the ropes. Once again, they lock up back in the corner again. Jessie now really animatedly complaining about hair pulling. And she's got her back to Kathy. Not a good idea. Kathy grabs her and yanks her down the mat. There's a kitten clothesline and a kitten elbow. Oh, the kitten plex, and down goes Jessie Bell. Kathy covers and only gets two. Jessie rolls out to the floor, probably to gather her thoughts on how best to deal with the kitten. Referee Robert Knight counting. Kathy now over the ropes, and oh, Jessie snaps her over the top rope and returns to the ring. Now she's going to put those big country boots to Kitten Kathy. Jessie now sitting on the back of Kitten Kathy. Oh, a little mini twerk there by Jessie Bell. And now we got the country clutch. And Jessie really pulling back on the head. But let's go, and decides to try another strategy here, and a kick to the ribs is a good start on that. Now Jessie over to say something to Peekaboo, who is not baring his chest now. Jessie now slingshots Kathy off the ropes. Oh, look, we've got the standing on the hair while pulling the arms, a common move used in women's wrestling. Jessie with a standing leg drop, and kind of lays back on Kathy, but only gets two. Now Jesse with some choking or massaging the throat, depending on your point of view. But referee Robert Knight's not cool with that. Oh, Kathy rolls her backwards, gets a two count. Jesse rolls forward. Now they're just going to roll each other back and forth. And Jesse up with another kick to the ribs. Ooh, there's a right. And there's a boot to the throat by Jesse Bell, a former OVW women's champion. Jesse now, with Kathy sitting in the corner, puts a boot to her throat. And let's see what she's going to do. She's got something planned here. Oh, a little dance here. And here she comes. Oh, misses on a Bronco Buster as Kathy rolls out of the way. Kathy with a lariat. And now Jesse in the corner. Ooh, a kitten splash. Now, oh, look, the kitten crossface. And she's tapping out. Oh, now Jesse complaining. Oh, Jesse kicks the ref in the groinal region. Hey, maybe I should ring the bell. Well, no, here she comes. Poor ref.
Who wants me to be the referee?
Well, hey, Peekaboo thinks he's a booker. Might as well make him a ref, too. Due to Jesse's actions, we have a slight delay in starting the next match, which is a handicap match as Mr. 110% LT Fault takes on the duo of the human action figure Ali Shabazz and the man from County Hospital Road, Psycho Medic. Fortunately, LT manages to locate a ref in the crowd.
Give me a favor, go back to the ref, please.
You know what I'm saying? I still think you chickened out. Is that why you didn't send the ref out here?
Bobby just said he's done. He's done for the night. We have two matches left. After what you did to me last
night. Well, I guess
night,
I'll have to go out there. I guess I'll have to go out.
You let these fans down. You turned your back on us all. I want to kick both of their asses tonight. My knees bugging me. I'm not in the best of shape, and my shoulder's pretty hurt. But I love this business, and I love you people. That's why I'm here. Two-on-one handicap match. I gotta have a referee, man. Peekaboo,
what about you?
What about it, Daddy Jack? What? You managed before, but you never wrecked a match, have you?
You ain't listening.
What about a female referee? Miss Maria? Hey, you better think before you speak. I mean, you know, Sid's done a little bit of training before. Maybe that should have been a wonder. I'm sure you know how to wrestle match, right? You know, I mean, you don't have to worry about me, but whenever these guys are choking, you know, they got to the count of five, whenever we take it to the floor, we got to the count of ten, and when I put their shoulders on the mat, you count to three. Can you wreck this match for me, Chase?
I got you.
You got me? We're going to have it. Hey, go find my wife. Go see Rachel and hook up. Get hooked up with the referee's shirt. We can make this happen. These people have my back, do you not? And if I give them back everything I have and they give me all the support I need, I know I can beat you guys. One, two, three, clean as can be.
What about the 10 years?
What about the 10 years of truth your daddy's done to me? You telling me that we sold you out? What about those 10 years, LT Falk? I'm not taking it no more. If you want to get your butt whooped tonight, come on in this ring, because we ain't got all night.
Well, LT went and fetched the ref out of the stands. And Ali Shabazz winds up on LT's arm. Of course, LT in a handicap match here, taking on Ali Shabazz and Psycho Medic. Of course, if it was a promo contest, LT would probably win hands down. But unfortunately, this is not such a thing. Shabazz now with a headlock on LT. LT feeling around for a place to pull hair, but Not that much there. Ooh, Shabazz, the, what is that? The human action figure blocks LT down. Ooh, LT ducks a forearm and blocks Shabazz down. LT with a hip toss, and I bet I know what's coming next. Well, maybe not. LT rams Shabazz into the corner. Here's Medic in. LT gets out of the way, and Medic squashes Shabazz. LT whips Medic across, and here he comes with a big forearm for Medic and one for Shabazz. Here's Medic with a chair. And Medic whacks LT, and that'll be a DQ. Oh, look! Here's Pizza Boy! Pizza Boy out to help LT! Pizza Boy clearing house, bangs Medic's and Shabazz's head together. And it's been a pretty bizarre night, but this pretty much takes the cake. Well, Pizza Boy hands LT the mic, and here we go.
I cannot believe this!
Don't you believe that?
I mean, 2 minutes in the match! I mean, I feel like I was kind of rocking and rolling. I was about to give him a big chair. And then he came from behind. And he just hit him with a damn metaphorical chair. Wrong, son of a bitch. I feel it. I know I feel it. But I'm not going to give up, buddy. You know, he hit me in my arm. He didn't even hit me on the back. Learn how to swing a damn chair. Look.
Well, it was really lame, Ali Shabazz.
Lame! Disqualification, my ass! I'm here for a victory, a pinfall, or a submission! Not for myself, but for these great fans and for the business that we love! You know, NWA, Southern All-Star, and USWO is with the X and Z. You know, I'm not ready for this night, Dan. It's two of you, and I know you always hang out trying to massage on people and make extra money and sell pizzas, but you didn't have to, but you came out here and you had my back. And look here, Chad, I'm asking you to deal to me this honor and team up with me right here, right now, for a tag team match. Tag match. Say my name right now, man. Stop the hell out and stop making me talk. I talk enough as it is. The time is ticking. Let's get the show on the road.
Well, LT's laid the challenge down. Him and Pizza Boy Chad Hyatt are going to team together here and take on Psycho Medic and Ali Shabazz if, in fact, they feel like getting back in the ring after the grueling effort they made to beat down LT. Well, LT has already said too much, so let's just move on to the tag match. Medic whipped in the ropes, and there's a hip toss by Pizza Boy. And Pizza Boy tosses Shabazz's dough. A couple of heads being banged together, and Medic and Shabazz roll out of the ring and regroup. Medic and Shabazz up on the ramp. Here comes LT. Oh, and LT and Hyatt bang their heads together. Chad Hyatt rolls Shabazz back into the ring. All right, LT tags in and comes down on the arm of Shabazz. LT throws Shabazz into the corner. Ooh, there's a chop. Whips Shabazz across, but Shabazz gets out of the way. LT hits the ring post shoulder first. And Medic tags in with some big clubbing forearms, and now they're going to go to work on the shoulder of LT. There's Medic with a single-arm DDT. LT tries to kick him away. Medic cuts LT a flip and sends him through the ropes and out to the floor. And here comes Shabazz over to stomp on LT. Meanwhile, the new ref is trying to keep Medic and Chad Hyatt apart. Good luck with that. Shabazz rolls LT back in. Medic covers, but LT is really close to ropes, and that's not going to work here. Medic and Shabazz whip LT across. Medic hit an atomic drop. Shabazz was going to spin kick, but Medic dropped him too fast. Now Shabazz over LT. Shabazz now working the arm of LT. Shabazz back to his feet and shoulders LT down. LT now rolling around on the mat. Shabazz now pulls LT over to the wrong corner and pounds away on him. Medic proclaims his innocence. Shabazz with a guillotine leg drop, and LT's down the mat. Doesn't quite pull him far away enough from the rope, though, so he only gets two. And here's Medic back in. Medic now choking with LT's arm wrapped around the top rope. Here comes Medic. And lariats LT over the ropes and out to the floor. And Medic is a happy man right now. And runs over and pops Hyatt. And now Hyatt out on the floor too. Medic and Shabazz grab LT, whip him across. LT with kick for Medic. And LT rams Shabazz into Medic. And then lariats Medic down on the mat. But that took a toll on his shoulder that got hit on the ring post earlier. LT kind of wanders over to the corner. Here's a tag on Pizza Boy Chad Hyatt. And here's them big salami forearms of Chad Hyatt. And he is laying out Medic and Shabazz. Hyatt rams Medic into the corner, grabs Shabazz, rams the shoulders into the midsection of Shabazz, the human action figure, and whips Shabazz into Medic. Well, Medic now outside the ring, it looks like. Chad Hyatt has Shabazz up. LT's going to second rope. Medic chop block Chad Hyatt. Shabazz grabs leg and covers, only gets two. And that was an awful slow count, folks. Medic dumps out Hyatt. Medic now grabs LT, bangs his head in the turnbuckles. Let's see what Medic and Shabazz have in store. Shabazz now using LT for a speed bag. Shabazz off the ropes. LT gets out of the way, and Shabazz hits Medic. LT grabs Shabazz in a flatliner, and well, that's the cover there. After the match, LT thanks Pizza Boy and Chase the ref before saying he wants Psycho Medic one more time on June the 7th. Time for our main event as the Canadian Lumberjack David Knox is in the ring as the manager of the Dynasty, Jimmy Street, comes to the ring for an announcement.
Hey, ref, get him back, please. Get him back. Come on. First of all, we rode the roads together, man. You know me and I know you about as good as anybody. And we rode the roads. We've seen a lot of battles go down in this ring. Rings all around the country. And I still got to be honest, and Rhett, keep an eye on him here. You made the biggest mistake of your life when you left the Dynasty. You wouldn't know what wise up means. No thanks. Tip's not big enough. So, the deal is tonight was supposed to be a championship match for you. A little gift for being a good boy. You know what? We all know that ain't gonna happen. So, I got a little mystery, man, as they say, and the mystery is a funny part of that sentence. He's pretty well known, second, third generation superstar. He's triple crown USWO champion. the longest reigning Music City heavyweight champion of all time. And to be honest with you, I just got this suit dry. Keep him off me, by the way. Keep him back. I just got this suit dry clean because I had to get a little bit dirty to find this man, because he's in the neck of the woods that y'all hillbillies won't go to. And the funny thing is there's a lot of men that get in this ring and won't fight battles like him, because he is the one and only Nashville's King of the Deathmatch. So really, I've said plenty I need to say tonight, so I tell you what, why don't y'all just hit his music? Here's the Mystery Man.
And that somebody Street has brought out is none other than former USWO Triple Crown champion John Wayne Murdoch. Well, John Wayne Murdoch and David Knox, nose to nose, Knox with the axe handle, and referee Robert Knight back out here after getting kicked in the groin region a while ago. Of course, this is not a USWO heavyweight championship match because the champion Dyron Flint is not here. But his manager is Jimmy Street, and he had a special opponent for David Knox who decided to break away from the Dynasty last month. Of course, John Wayne Murdoch, the former Damian Payne, a former USWO Triple Crown champion.
What is he? He just got finished with a death match with Ian Rupp. He's got a lot better things to do, except he did a personal favor as the newest member of my dynasty. It's three words, y'all. Y'all can even handle that. Go, John, go. Go, John, go. Go, John, go. Come on.
And Knox just shoves John Wayne Murdoch down to the mat. It's been about a year and a half since Murdoch has been in USWO. Back when he was Damian Payne. Ooh, Murdoch with a big chop for David Knox. And Knox just stands there and kind of smiles at him. Of course, being a lumberjack, he's used to chopping and stuff like that. Murdoch swings and misses. Knox grabs a headlock. And pops Murdoch right upside the head and sends him out of the ring. Murdoch now outside the ring, presumably in conference with Jimmy Street as to how best to handle a Canadian lumberjack, David Knox. Murdoch back in the ring, and he is going to challenge David Knox to a test of strength. And here we go. Let's see who wins. Oh, Murdoch down on his knees already. Murdoch back up. Kicks Knox's hands away, and there's a forearm right to the face, which doesn't seem to faze Knox very much. Murdoch swings and misses, and Knox grabs the headlock. Knox had a hold of John Wayne Murdoch by the head, but Murdoch with a mule kick to the groin. That doesn't slow Knox down either, with a double axe handle, and Knox covers and only gets two. Snapmare by David Knox. Now starts pounding on that big Opie Taylor head of John Wayne Murdoch. Knox with a sliding crossbody, but only gets two. And Jimmy Street distracts referee Robert Knight, and Murdoch takes advantage of the kick to the groin region on David Knox. And now Murdoch beating down on David Knox. And shot right to the jaw, and Knox down on the mat. Oh, there's a little, kind of a mini headbutt, but it's enough to put Knox down on his knees in the corner. And now Murdoch drapes Knox over the ropes, and I'm sure Jimmy Street's over there with some throat massaging for David Knox. As referee Robert Knight counsels John Wayne Murdoch on his behavior. John Wayne Murdoch putting the knees to David Knox in the corner. And now Robert Knight notices some choking going on and asks Murdoch to please stop that, because it's not a very nice thing to do. Plus, it's against the rules. Knox now back to his feet, big clubbing forearms. tries to go for a choke slam, but Murdoch bites him off, and there's a double fist upside the head, puts knocks down on the mat. Murdoch covers, only gets two. Murdoch really got that sleeper wrenched in, but Knox's arms are still up. Yeah, they're slowly starting to fall down, and Knox fighting it off, but now his arms seem to be going limp. Referee Robert Knight checking. Well, one arm drive on the second one. Knox kept his arm up. Knox now turns over. Knox gets to his feet, but Murdoch grabs him by his straps and pulls him back down to the mat. Murdoch with a running kick along the apron for Knox, who is now down in the corner. Murdoch pulls himself back into the ring. Murdoch is now just chopping away on Knox, who is still on his feet. Knox now with some big clubbing forearms, but Murdoch catches him with a kick to the ribs. Murdoch going back to the chops now. Comes off the ropes. Knox picks him up. There's a side slam. And hangs on the leg and covers, but only gets two. Both wrestlers back up now. And Knox just throwing them forearms. Whips Murdoch across, catches him, and plants him into the mat. Not quite three, though. Murdoch with a running drop kick on Knox puts him down on the mat. Here he comes. Oh, double knees. Murdoch falls back on Knox, but still only gets two. Oh, Knox gets out of the way of a John Murdoch charge. Referee Robert Knight gets squashed by John Murdoch. Here's a choke slam by David Knox. Cover, but Zach Hartnell's out here. Hartnell now wearing out Knox. Hartnell reverse whipped into ropes, and Knox puts him down with a double fist. Murdoch swings the axe handle at Knox and misses. Knox picks up the axe handle. Knox hits Murdoch with the axe handle, but the ref sees it, and that's a DQ.
You are a member of the best faction in wrestling. Look at you. You made this mistake. I brought in the goodest dog in the pack.
Oh, here's Big Time Bubba out, and Hartnell's got a chain or something wearing him out with it.
Come on.
Here's LT with a chair, of course. Here's Tony out. Something's going to be done now. And Tony's got the axe handle, so.
This is the new dynasty, people. Remember, love it. Never forget it. The best faction in wrestling today.
I'm ugly. Hello, Poppy Kettle.
That's right.
Jimmy Street, I'm hanging up to here with you, Patty. He had all of Jimmy Street he could take, and I'm about had all I could take. Get it. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Roy will be 1 month from now. June 7th. And John Wayne Murdoch is back here because he signed a bunch of contracts with USWO. Jimmy Street, I'm going to say this. When David Knox beats your man, John Wayne Murdoch, I'm giving him 5 minutes with your ass, Patty. We will be back Saturday, June the 7th, here at the Sawmill.
It was another wild night for USWO at the Sawmill. USWO returns there on Saturday, June the 7th with more stuff. Meanwhile, stay tuned to the podcast because you never know where I'm going to turn up next. And thank you for listening.